Good evening. Welcome to Making It to the Finish Line radio show. I am Gladys Pearson, founder and CEO of Making It to the Finish Line, and I have with me this evening
Cassandra Bettis from Big Will Smokehouse, where the smoke is real.
And Miss Dawn is not with us this evening. She's under the weather. We will be coming to you weekly with words of motivation, inspiration, and informative information about issues regarding parents, youth, what's going on with our youth today. So stay tuned. Also, we have a very special show today, and it's dedicated to our moms for Mother's Day. So if you have something you would like to say about your mother, the mother figure in your life, the lines will be open, 646-378-0378. And we're going to take a little commercial, and we'll be right back with you.
Barbecue sauce is packed with flavor on top of flavor, made with brown sugar, ripe tomatoes, and 10 different spices. So next time you want to take your chicken, ribs, or pulled pork to the next level, pour on some Big Will Smokehouse sauce where the smoke is real. And for those who have a sweet tooth, let Big Will Smokehouse make German chocolate or carrot cake cookies. German chocolate, a rich cocoa cookie with chocolate chips, caramel, pecans, and coconut. And for our carrot cake cookies, loaded with carrots, pineapples, raisins, and topped off with a cream cheese icing. So next time you want to go grab a bottle of barbecue sauce or gourmet cookies, come to Big Will Smokehouse where the smoke is real.
Is the smoke really real, Cassandra?
Yes, it is. The smoke is real. You can contact me on Facebook at Big Will Smokehouse, and you can also follow me on Instagram at Big Will Smokehouse, or call us at 313-718-5581. And remember,
the smoke is real. Cassandra, what is our hot topic about today?
Our hot topic today is about if anyone is looking at Dancing with the Stars. I found this to be interesting. The four-time Olympic gold medalist, Simone Biles, the judges said that she was not smiling enough when she was doing her dances. And I believe last night she told the judges that you don't need to smile when you're winning a gold medal. What you feel about that?
Well, I kind of agree with her. I mean, what does smiling have to do with winning?
I guess the judges was looking at it at a point of view where, you know, having a pleasant face, but some people were saying that would they have said that to her if she was a guy? Have they ever told a guy that he need to smile more?
You know what? That is really something to think about. I mean, I don't look at Dancing at the Stars on a regular basis, but come to think about it, they don't say the same things to males as they do females.
That's true. So it made you think, in her mind, she's still in mode of gymnastics. And when you're doing gymnastics, you have to strike those poses. When you do those flips, I don't think you have time to really put a big smile on your face when you're trying to concentrate and doing a double backwards flip, frontwards flip. And I don't think that you're really thinking about smiling. So that was really interesting. And I believe for weeks they have been telling her that she needs to smile more. She needs to smile more. So when they would talk to her, it looked like she was taking it all in what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But she finally had to tell them that you don't need to smile to win a gold medal. So I kind of agree on what Simone was saying, but I also can see it from the judge point of view. They're used to seeing, I guess, the dancers smiling a lot, showing that they're enjoying themselves. But I think with her, she was just in that mode, competition mode all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe gymnastics is a little different from dance. So it's kind of like a give or take. But is that going to take away points from her? Is it going to take anything away from how she performed? Should that have the issue down to her points?
I don't feel that it should, but I can kind of understand where they're coming from, because they say that when you're dancing, you're really supposed to really feel it. and you're supposed to really enjoy it with your partner. So if she's not smiling, it could kind of tell the audience that she's really not enjoying the dance. She's not really enjoying her partner.
Okay, that they're not complimenting each other or... Well, I just think she's a young adult. This is something that she has to be taught. All her life she's been a gymnast, you know, a gymnast or doing gymnastics. So this is a new arena for her. And as time go on, maybe she'll understand when she looks back at it, but I don't think it should affect her score. That's what I don't think it should do, because if she did a perfect dance, it should not be boiled down to an 8 or a 10 or a perfect 30 because she did not smile. That's just my opinion.
If you're listening and would like to comment on our hot topic, the number to call is 646-378-0378. And next, I would like to talk about a current event about the young lady who was shot in Chesterfield.
I believe she was 17.
17 years old, getting ready, looking for dresses for the prom. And the young man, which was her boyfriend, I believe.
Yes, 21.
21 years old. You know, I feel as though, even though times have changed, that our young ladies really need to focus more on getting themselves together, finishing school. The dating scene, I kind of waver with that because I know when I was raising my kids at 17, my daughter really couldn't date. That's just the kind of parent I was, because this should be all about school. Cassandra, what are your feelings?
It should all be about school, but the situations are different, and you have to handle each situation accordingly. We don't know if she was a single mom, because from the understanding, the young lady went with this young man for 2 years, so that means she was 15 and he was 19. So now we're looking at something a little different, 15 and a 19-year-old. So as a mother, where do you cut it off at? Where do you say, okay, this is the age limit that you are going to talk, if you're going to talk to a young boy on the telephone, if you're going to just go to the show, what age limit do you cross it off at as a parent? And then you also have to have, I'm going to do devil's advocate, when your daughter will come back and say, well, mom, how old were you when you had your first boyfriend? So then you have to think about it. But in this day and time, 15 years old, he's 19, he's pretty much almost grown. He will be able to go into bars and clubs at 21. She won't be able to do that. So as a parent, I think you have to have the judgment for that child. And I believe in the beginning, she might be upset, but it's for her best interest. And I'm not saying that, you know, these kind of things can happen, but now you're moving forward 2 years now. She's 17. He's 20 or 21 years old. There were some comments that he said that if she was to ever break up with him, that he would kill her. We don't know that. This is allegedly. But when you're into that kind of relationship, he's 21. He's going to be a little controlling because he's older than her. And it could have been some situations that she might not have been able to handle, being that much the age difference between them. But right now, we just want to pray that she be able to pull through, because I believe she's in a coma. She was shot in the head. And we just want to pray for her and her family and her friends. I mean, what do you think about it, Ma? I mean,
Well, I think, you know, with the age, I think 15 is too young to really be going to study with a guy anyway. I'm just from the old school. And I know what you're saying, that times are different. Yes, the times are different. It's just so much going on that did not go on when you were coming up as a young lady.
Yeah.
But the things still happen, but I just feel as though that 15 is too young to be talking about having a permanent boyfriend.
To be serious.
Right, to be serious. I mean, she had a whole life ahead of her.
So what age do you feel is a good age? I mean, right now your granddaughter is 14. What is, she's in the ninth grade. What's a good age? What's a good age for her to come and say, Mom, I want to go to the show with this boy?
Well, I would say maybe if it's a group setting, but not just her and a guy alone. No, not at 15, 16. They should have their heads in the books.
I mean, but we know what time it is, Mom. We know what day it is. It's a different time.
I understand that.
So
I'm still sticking with the old school. Yeah, they're going to be upset, but in the long run, when they look back, they're going to appreciate.
Well, how do you control that? Because I remember when Demetrius went to the movies and it was a group setting and he was in middle school and they did not tell that there were going to be the opposite sex at the movies. And just so happened when we went to pick up the kids, one of the parents was chastising Demetrius, and I told her, wait a minute. We didn't know, just like you didn't know, that it was going to be boys here. I did not know it was going to be girls here. So when you have a situation like that, what do you do when your child say, Ma, I want to go to the show with my friends? What do you do? And you drop them off, and you're going to pick them up. But you didn't know that the opposite sex was going to be there at the show until maybe someone got picked up late, and then that's when we saw the young lady. And the mother was very upset, but like I told her, I did not know, just like you didn't know, that it was going to be the opposite sex here. So what do you do with that situation?
But that's really a touchy situation, because I would be kind of really upset when I went to pick them up and there were females, or
the opposite
sex.
Okay.
And I don't think I would let my child know that, you know, that is unacceptable, and they just wouldn't be able to go
after that. Well, I think with social media, so much that our kids do that we really do not know,
which is very true.
So much is going on. So I'm just telling parents, if you're listening, it's okay to go look on your child's Snapchat, to look on their Instagram account. I know it might be a little struggle if they have a lock or a code. Some kids don't want to give you their code. But how do a kid that's in your home tell you, I'm not going to give you my code, and you paying the phone bill?
Now, you know what? That brings me to another situation of kids get upset when you go in their bedroom. It's not their bedroom. They not paying no rent.
I tell Leah, she's just borrowing this room. Every room in this house is mine and her dad's.
I mean, you have kids talking about, my mama went in my room and went in my drawer and blah, blah, this and that. That and the other.
This was happening when it's live. This was happening. They need to call in to the radio station, not on our phones. If you need to call in, 646-378-0378. This is when you know it's live. I'm sorry, Ma, go ahead.
I said, you know, kids, they just think that they own everything and they don't have a job. I mean, I don't get it, because, you know, when you were coming up, I went in your room. I went in your drawer. I saw your little book. I mean,
Do kids still have a diary?
Yes, they do.
Really?
Yes.
It seems so long ago. I really don't hear too many kids or parents saying that they went into their child's room and they found their diary and they opened it up. You know, the diary that you used to have with the little key, and you might not can find the key anymore, and you might have forgot to lock the diary, and your parents are snooping, and they happen to read what's in there. Leah don't have a diary. I don't see diaries out anymore. What are they called now? Journals?
Journals. Yes, they have journals, and they'll tell you, "How dare you go into my journal? I mean, how dare you what? I mean, you're in my house. You're using my room. It's not their room." And, you know, parents have gotten away, and that's why it's so much happening with our kids, because we let our kids dictate to us. And that's really not the way it should be. I think it would be less happening if parents were more
parents and not friends.
Right.
And I think right now, at the time that we're in, I think parents are afraid to be disciplined because they don't want that kid to not like them. And I think that's how we are becoming more so friends with our kids as opposed to being that adult. In the same situation, even what's going on in school, like I was telling you about what was going on with Leah, she's in high school. She goes to an all ninth grade academy. And the teachers cross the line where they want to be the kid's friend. And Leah crossed the line where she can't separate teacher from adult. When she would come home to begin another school year, she would call one teacher my TT. That's my TT. And a lot of people know my TT means that's my auntie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at her like, who is your my TT? Oh, my physics teacher. Or one of her other teachers, they had this kind of relationship. So now, at the end of the school year, they want to be serious now. And Leah can't separate being serious and being a student or a teacher. So I just tell them like this. This is something that you guys started. You guys got to figure it out. I can't come up there and help you try to figure it out because you crossed the line from teacher to friend. And some kids can't separate the two. So I told them, hey, you got to figure it out. You can't call me every time. I can't come up there and do your job.
I agree that they do cross the line. And it makes it very difficult when they want to be teacher.
Now they want to be teacher.
Right.
In the beginning, they wanted to be friends.
Friends.
I don't know. Maybe some of you out there, parents, I get phone calls every day. Every day. And it's been going on since elementary school.
Wow, elementary school?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And when I say I get phone calls every day, not calling to tell me that she's did good in class and that she's doing this, I could say behavioral problems or whatever the case might be. So I really had to get to the point where I would see the number. And I, one of those parents, I told them, if she not dying, please don't call me. Because I cannot do your job and do my job too. And I see it as three ways in a school. My daughter has a job, I have a job, and the teachers have a job. There's three jobs that's going on. If someone dropped the ball, then there's a problem. And I feel like if I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as a parent, then she needs to do what she's supposed to do as a student, and you need to do what you're supposed to do as a teacher, and everything will be fine. But when one person falls, then there's a problem. And I'm not there to pick up the slack for the child or the student, and I'm not there to pick up the slack for the teacher, and vice versa, especially when I know I'm doing my job. So parents, think about that. When you know you're doing your job, and I know I cannot be the only parent where the teachers are calling every single day. You at your job. You might be at home with more children. And just think about it. How do that make you feel? Now, me as a parent, I'm like, I can't wait till she get finished with school. Sometimes I'm looking at these commercials and homeschooling is looking oh so good to me. It's looking so good. But then you know your child have to interact with other kids. You don't want them to miss things. But it's tough because there's no book on how to be a parent. Was there a book when you had us?
No, there was no book. It was all by trial and error. Because if there was a book, parents would not have the problems that they have today. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Smokehouse. Our barbecue sauce is packed with flavor on top of flavor, made with brown sugar, ripe tomatoes in 10 different spices. So next time you want to take your chicken, ribs, or pulled pork to the next level, pour on some Big Well Smokehouse sauce where the smoke is real. And for those who have a sweet tooth, let Big Well Smokehouse make German chocolate or carrot cake cookies. German chocolate, a rich cocoa cookie with chocolate chips, caramel, pecans, and coconut. And for our carrot cake cookies, loaded with carrots, pineapples, raisins, and topped off with a cream cheese icing. So next time you want to go grab a bottle of barbecue sauce or gourmet cookies, come to Big Wheel Smokehouse where the smoke is real.
And the smoke is real. And if you're listening, Big Wheel Smokehouse, they have a specialty. The Hennessy wings. So we want to take our show to our Mother's Day special. And if anybody would like to call in and wish somebody a happy Mother's Day, 646-378-0378.
One more time, Mom.
646-378-0378.
Well, I'm going to start off and say some special words to my mother. I know growing up, I saw my mother. She was a single mother. I saw her get up and go to work every day. There was times when my mother worked three jobs to take care of myself and my brother. And when she was doing those three jobs, she also would do things on the side because my mother wanted to provide a certain lifestyle for us. And people never, never understood how she was able. When I say my mother dressed sharp, I mean, I think if anybody out there remember Winkleman's and Gantos, I really thought my mother had stock in Winkleman's because she was at Winkleman's all the time. And when I say, ooh, dress nice, when I grew up, I wanted to dress just like my mother. But as the time went on, she wasn't really strict. She wasn't a strict mother. And we was together a lot, my mother and my two aunts, and I saw them as single moms. And all I can say was, when I grow up, I'm going to be a single mother just like my mom. Now, a lot of people might sit here and think, wow, what child would want to do that? But when you see things, you emulate what you see. So maybe if my mother had been married, I probably would say when I grow up, I want to be married. If my, you know, if it was presented a good relationship, but that's not what I saw. My norm was seeing my mother and my two aunts that were single moms, and I felt they did an excellent job being single mothers. So that's all I thought about was to be a single mother and have my kids. I'm going to be a single mother. Because that's what I saw. So as the time went on, when I say my mom is my number one cheerleader, I don't care what I came and told my mother I wanted to do, she would back me. I did hair for 12 years because she the one told me to go to cosmetology when I was in high school, so I took up cosmetology even though I did not want to take up that profession. That's what I did. I did hair, went to many a shop. But when I came home, I told my mom, I'm coming home. I'm going to do hair at home. What did she go out and do? She went out and bought me a styling chair. She went out and got me a dryer because she wanted me to continue to do her hair. Different businesses that we'll talk about later, when I tried to do different things, I did experiments so that I would be able to bring the best research to you because I knew one day with all this research that I did with these different home-based businesses that I would be able to give this information out. Every single business that I told my mother I wanted to do, maybe if she bought me cookie containers when I wanted to do frozen cookie dough when I did fundraising, she bought containers when I did skincare products, you name it, what I told my mother I wanted to do. So when I say you have somebody who have your back, I know whatever I do, the Gladys Sugar G, she got my back in whatever I do. And I just told her as the years went on and I started having kids, I said, I just hope that I can be half the mother that you are to me, that I can to my kids. And I don't think I really have measured up to it. Still got some growing to do. But I had the best teacher the best teacher there was out there that really, really who's going to have your back, going to love you unconditionally. And, yeah, she tell me sometime when I'm not, you know, too pleasant, she let me know. And I might get a little attitude. But then I think about what she's saying because over the years, it was a struggle, you guys. It was a struggle. But I think I'm finally listening to what moms have to say. It's been some years. I see growth. Do you see growth?
Yes, I see some growth.
Just some?
Well, you've made a great improvement.
I would think so. So if anyone would like to call in to say some special words to their mom or someone, that special person in their life, call 646-378-0378. Give you that number one more time, 646-378-0378.
Okay, we're going to change gears a little. You know this is graduation season, and we have some graduates we want to give a shout-out to. My nephew, Wendell Hall, graduated from Wayne State University. My great-niece, Michaela Hall, graduated from Albany, Georgia State University with her bachelor's degree in criminal justice. And then we have some high school graduates, class of 2017, who were a part of Making It to the Finish Line Young and Elegant Cotillion Boot Camp. Mikael Flannoy, Sterling Heights High School, Ayanna Lee, Ferndale High School, Darian Jones, Detroit Edison Public School Academy, Early College of Excellence, Charlotte Franklin, Renaissance High School, Taylor Walton, Northlake High School, Deshauna Walker, Southfield High School for the Arts and Technology. We congratulate you on making it to the finish line. And we know you're going to make it to another finish line, the next chapter of your life on your educational journey.
Congratulations. That is a big accomplishment.
Making it to the finish line. Calling all parents. We are recruiting for our fall session. Put your youth ages 7 to 17 in a program that would make your youth a well-rounded individual in today's society. Oh, to be young and elegant, young and debonair. Our youth today need so much that they cannot get in school. We know academics are important, but so is social skills. Our boot camp can provide the social skills that they need to become productive and successful young adults. Some of the classes we cover, etiquette, conflict resolution, problem solving, importance of grades, using their talents, resume writing, and bridging the gap between parent and youth. This is just to name a few of what we offer in our biweekly sessions. We'll be meeting in the fall, starting September the 9th, 2nd and 4th Saturdays from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. We will no longer be meeting every Sunday from September to May. For more information on our program and to download the registration packet, visit our website, www.mittfl.org, or contact Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596. And we do have a special going. The registration fee is normally $50. But if you register early before September the 9th, you get 15% off of the $50 registration fee. And I must say, oh, to be young and elegant and young and debonair. Parents, it is so important to put your kids in positive programs. And, of course, we would like for it to be making it to the finish line.
Yes, that sounds good.
Are you sure, Cassandra?
That sounds real good. My daughter was in the program for 7 years. Yes, it's a good program. Yes, and part of that she had to do, you know, because it was her Nana. And some years she wanted to do it, and some years she didn't. But I mean, I made her do it. Now she's in high school, so she still comes from time to time. But that was a lot. That was a lot. Her dad was a part of it when they would do the ballroom dancing at the cotillion. So she learned a lot of etiquettes. You know, sometimes she don't display what she learned, but that's all part of growing also. I believe that once she gets out of high school, she will remember the things that she did here at making it to the finish line, to the cotillion, and she'll be able to use some of those skills as far as etiquettes. Sisterhood, how to treat one another. I mean, we can't forget that they're still kids.
Which is true.
And there's some things they get now and some things they're going to get later, but I think a lot of this that they're learning here at the cotillion as far as etiquette and how to bond a sisterhood, that they're going to appreciate that later on in life.
And not only that, it's good for them to put on their resume because colleges are looking at the extracurricular activities now. Back when, it wasn't that important, but it is important today. They want the student to be well-rounded, and that's what our youth don't understand. All they understand is, oh, I don't want to come to the program. Why am I being made to come? Really, it's up to the parent to decide. It should be non-negotiable. What else are they going to be doing besides being on social media? And that gets them in trouble.
Yes, it does.
Okay, we have our cotillion ball coming up. And
now, what is a cotillion?
The cotillion is where the young ladies and the young men dress up. The girls wear the white ball gowns. The young men, they wear tuxedos. And they come out and they showcase what they have learned the 9 months of being in the boot camp.
Okay.
From September to May.
Ooh, that's long.
Yes, it is. So we will be having our commencement for the 2016-2017 class of our youth in their successful completion of 2016-2017 boot camp. Celebrate their transition at our annual Young and Elegant and Young and Debonair Cotillion Ball. Let the ball begin, a night of ceremony dinner showcasing what they have learned, their talent, and dancing. And this event is Sunday, May the 21st, 2017. Donation is $25 per person. And it is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. It's 5 o'clock. And it's going to be held at Ears Showplace, 2140 Holbrook, Hamtramck, Michigan, which is 1.5 blocks east of I-75. If you would like more information or purchase a ticket, just contact Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596, or visit our website, www.mittfl.org.
What's that phone number again, Ma?
313-460-0596.
Okay. And did you tell them Big Will Smokehouse will be in the house?
Oh, can't forget Big Will Smokehouse. They will be catering this event.
That's
the
right.
Cotillion Ball, May 21st, 2017 at 5 o'clock p.m. Parents, if you're interested in the program, this is a good time for you to come out, bring your youth to see exactly what the Young and Elegant Cotillion and Young and Debonair Boot Camp is about. Now, listeners, we do a breast cancer awareness luncheon, which is in September, which is in October, and we're looking to honor survivors. If you know of anyone who is a breast cancer survivor, contact Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596, or email us at mittfl@att.net with their name, address, so we can send them an official invitation to our breast cancer awareness luncheon. Last year, we had 22 breast cancer survivors that we honored. And did they look lovely in their pink? And we had a fantastic time. So, again, if you know of a breast cancer survivor, contact Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596, or email us the information to mittfl at att.net with their name, their address, where we can send them official invitation. Cassandra?
As you know, I told you last week that I love to coupon. I'm just changing gears a little bit. And I want to tell you about my favorite store is Kroger's. And today started Wednesday. You know, Kroger sales start every Wednesday. And it's buy five, save five. And a lot of people really don't know what that means. You do not have to buy the same item, five of them. Whatever those items they have, you can mix and match. And you save $5. I think the total of $5 off of those five items. So you do not have to buy five cans of chili or five cans of Campbell's soup mix. You can get mix and match whatever that is that's on sale. One of the things, the items that I saw on sale was Oscar Mayer Lunch Meat, which is the smoked turkey breast and things for the moms who fix lunches for their kids or just for them to have lunch meat in the fridge when the kids come home from school. That would be a great snack. Some kids don't like bread. You can take some of that Oscar Mayer deli meat. You can roll it up, have it with the cheese. They can do it with crackers. So this is a great thing. And the sale is you buy two for $4. You can use a coupon from the paper from 5-7, and then that's take a dollar off. So you would need two coupons for the two packages of the Oscar Mayer lunch meat. And like I said, that would be a great deal. That's great for sandwiches. That's great for snacks when the kids get out of school, or that's great for when you are cooking and the kids are hungry and they need something to snack on right quick, they can run and get that. And they also had chicken breasts on sale, which was $1.77 a pound. I kind of think that's a little high. I'm normally used to chicken breasts being on sale for 99 cents a pound, but for those who missed that sale, they would probably want to go ahead and do the $1.77. And normally what I do is whatever meat that I see that's on sale, I try to get as many packs that I can, the money that I have. Maybe you might have $20. You probably can get two family packs of meat. And I schedule my meals around what I see that's on sale. So if you're seeing that there's chicken on sale, chicken breast, there's a lot you can do with that chicken breast. You can do a stir fry. You can do a foil meal. You can do casseroles with that chicken, baked chicken. Sometime I know you say you might have feathers on you now because I know that's how it is with me with chicken. But to me, that's the easiest thing. Throw it in a crock pot or you can do different things with that. And I also want to talk to you guys about the different businesses that we're going to be talking to you about. The businesses that I'm going to be bringing to you, I'm going to break it down to you if you want to open up a dessert business. And I broke it down to seven categories because sometimes it could be overwhelming if you just want to do all sweets. You're not going to be able to do all sweets. You need to just specialize in one item. So I broke it down to you as one business can be desserts, one can be cakes, dessert cakes, wedding cakes can be number three, number four option is cookies, number five option is cupcakes, number six option is candy. You can make homemade chocolate or you can do favors, and then pretzel rods. Those are seven different businesses under bakery or sweets that you would be able to branch off and do things. And the first thing we would want to tell you is how to promote your business. You have to think outside the box. I'm going to repeat this again. You have to think outside the box when it comes to business, because things we used to do 5 or 8 years ago as far as marketing is totally different now. Social media play a big role, and when you have your own business, a lot of times you see people now, they ask you how can you get in contact with them. No one is really doing websites. Everyone would tell you, you can look me up on Facebook and Instagram. Why they want you to do that? Because Facebook and Instagram is absolutely free. And if people would really use Facebook for how it is supposed to be done, when you share on someone's page, it do not cost you anything to press the button share. If I have 200 friends, I'm going to share to my 200 friends. And if my 200, if those 200 people would share to their friends, then you would get the ball rolling. A lot of people get confused with likes on Facebook. Likes do nothing for me. I need those likes to turn into sales. So let's not get confused between the likes and sales. So what you need to think about is if you're going to go into the baking business, you have your different categories. I said again, desserts, cakes, wedding cakes, cookies, cupcakes, candy, and pretzel rods. And I'm going to break down each business for you, who you would market to, where you would get your wholesale products at, because I said before, you need to purchase wholesale, not retail, so that you can make a profit. So those are things that you need to do. So that's just a little bit of what I'm going to be touching on is turning hobby into profit. Later on, we're going to be doing YouTube shows that will follow up with turning hobby into profit. I will have a YouTube show for every business that I bring to you. So I'm going to give it back over to Mom, and she's going to read a poem for mothers.
A poem for mothers. For 9 months, our mothers carried us in their womb. And all we could do was to hope to come out soon. And we thank you, Mother, for giving us the gift of life. It was a beautiful thing for you to make that sacrifice. Your love for us was true, and all I can do is thank God for you. Because without your love, we could be lost. But you gave us true love and paid the cost. We thank God for our mothers for not letting us be lost. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms for paying the cost. And this is by Mookie Bettis, the Mook Man.
Yes, Mookie, he did that poem years ago. It's a very, very nice poem. It represents a lot of moms. It's a job being a mom. It really is a job. Do you agree with that?
I agree. And I wish that the men could take a mom's place for a day, and I don't believe they would be able to survive. With all
there are some dads out there who are single dads, so we're not going to...
Right, we're not knocking the single dads, but your average dad would not be able to handle it.
I
see we have a caller. Caller, we're getting ready to go live. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Can you hear us? You're on the air.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, your name?
Andrea.
Well, hi, Andrea. Would you like to say something special about your Mother's Day?
I actually kind of have two mothers, really. I was adopted, so I have a natural mother and an adoptive mother.
Wow, that is really special.
That's nice. Go ahead.
Don't want to say something nice. Well, my natural mother, my birth mother, is also a psychic, and the last couple years I've come to have sort of my own gift. I'm not as good as probably some other people, but I can definitely predict some things.
Okay.
So I kind of get that gift from her, so I guess that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
That's a great thing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I know who's be on the phone. I'll watch a TV show. I predict the winner before it's even, going to say who it is. And, sometimes it scares myself.
Oh, wow, I'm sure. And how about your adopted mom?
We no longer speak, so I'll just leave it at that.
Okay,
that's not a problem.
Okay.
Did you have any other comments you would like to make?
No, that was good. That's it.
Okay, well, we thank you for calling in. And
are you a mom?
I do, but my kids will be 27 and 29, and I'm a little disappointed because they want to spend Mother's Day with my ex-husband's wife and their kids, helping them move from graduation. So they won't have time for me on Mother's Day. So I'm a little disappointed.
Well, don't be disappointed. Don't be disappointed. Sometimes we have to be the bigger person. We have to be the bigger person, so we'll just do it with a smile. But we would like to tell you Happy Mother's Day.
Well,
yes,
thank
happy
you
Mother's
too.
Day, Andrea.
Thank you, too. But my younger son gets it. He told my older son, it's like, look, it's Mother's Day. You need to spend it with her versus hanging out and having someone else move. So my younger
That's
son gets
right.
it.
But you never know. You never know how Sunday is going to turn out for you.
That's right. Exactly. I'll leave it to the universe.
That's right.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Callers, 646-378-0378.
Baby, the smoke is real. I said it, the smoke is real. Big Wheel Smokehouse, our barbecue sauce is packed with flavor on top of flavor. Made with brown sugar, ripe tomatoes, and 10 different spices. So next time you want to take your chicken, ribs, or pulled pork to the next level, pour on some Big Wheel Smokehouse sauce where the smoke is real. And for those who have a sweet tooth, let Big Wheel Smokehouse make German chocolate or carrot cake cookies. German chocolate, a rich cocoa cookie with chocolate chips, caramel, pecans, and coconut. And for our carrot cake cookies, loaded with carrots, pineapples, raisins, and topped off with a cream cheese icing. So next time you want to go grab a bottle of barbecue sauce or gourmet cookies, come to Big Wheel Smokehouse where the smoke is real.
I'd just like to say, what are the things that you think that your mother would want for Mother's Day? Some people would say that the moms have everything, what do I give my mother for a Mother's Day gift? So I asked my mom, Mom, what's your favorite meal? What do you like? She said, well, you know, I love chicken. She loved fried chicken, but she really can't have a lot of fried foods. So I'm thinking maybe I told you about where they had that air machine.
Right, right.
You're supposed to be able to put water. So for those who can't have fried chicken, it's an air machine that's out where you steam the chicken and it's going to fry it, but you put water in it. And I guess the vapors evaporate and then you end up frying it. I'm going to do a little bit more research for that. That's a healthy thing. But just think about something that's special that your mother would want. And sometimes you can just make something if you're very crafty. But just ask them, what is your favorite meal? What's your favorite dessert? I mean, get personal with it sometimes. It doesn't have to always be flowers or something like that, but just give them something that they like. And one thing that my mother told me that she liked is something with these infused eyelashes. And someone told her about them, and they're supposed to last for 3 or 4 weeks. When your eyelashes grow, I guess they fall off.
Right.
And are they called infused eyelashes?
Yes.
So this is a new method that they're doing with the eyelashes. They're supposed to stay on a little longer. And I believe it's around $100, give
right.
or take. So you divide that up. That's, what, $20 a week? Or, well, I'm sorry, $25 a week for the eyelashes. I think that's how much just a regular application of eyelashes is. So ask your mom, what would she really like for Mother's Day? It's okay to ask them what they would like.
And on that note, why not plan ahead for Mother's Day? All Aboard, Making It to the Finish Line presents 2018 Annual Fundraiser Pre-Mother's Day Cruise to the Exotic Mexican Riviera.
Ooh.
And this is May 5th, 2018 through May 12th, 2018. And you can put this in the layaway. You
layaway
can pay.
Is always good.
Right. And you pay on this all year, and by the time that Mother's Day roll around, you can take your mom, the mother figure in your life, on this wonderful, wonderful 7-day cruise.
7 days?
7 days. But get this. You can earn a free cruise.
How you do that?
You just have to call us and ask us how.
Okay. Wow, so you can call in to ask the details, and you might be able to go on your cruise free.
Right, and all the information is on our website, www.mittfl.org. Now, just think, you put this in the layaway, so there's no reason why you need to think about a Mother's Day gift for next year. Just take your mother to the Exotic Mexican Riviera, May the 5th, 2018 through May the 12th, 2018. All the information is on our website, www.mittfl.org.
That sounds really good. 7 days, 6 nights. I mean, you can't beat that. That sounds really good. This gives you a chance to bond mother and daughter or whoever, if other family members wants to go on the cruise. Me, myself, I'm afraid to fly and I can't swim. So for me, that's going to be something that I'm looking forward to doing to get over my fears. I didn't say next year, but that is something to look forward to, because here they do a lot of cruises. They go on every other year. So this is a big one for making it to the finish line. So I'm kind of interested. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be quite ready next year, Ma. I don't know. We got a whole year. And then you're talking about 7 days and 6 nights. I might need to start off with maybe 3 days, 2 nights. But I don't know. You never know how this can go. So those of you out there who don't mind 7 days, 6 nights, call Making It to the Finish Line. And don't forget, all aboard. They waiting on you. They waiting on you to come on out.
And you can put it in the layaway.
Layaway is always good. Can I say it again? Layaway is always good.
My inspirational quote: be strong, but not rude. Be kind, but not weak. Be humble, but not timid. Be proud, but not arrogant. This is my inspirational quote for the week. Be strong, but not rude. Be kind, but not weak. Be humble, but not timid. Be proud, but not arrogant. We have Making It to the Finish Line is always trying to come up with different ways to raise funds to keep our programs, our youth programs, and the services that we provide. So one of the things that we came up with is called Super Soul Saturdays at the Showplace, 2140 Holbrook, Hamtramck, Michigan, every first Saturday from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. We have Super Soul Saturdays.
And Super Soul
Saturdays. And this is how we raise unrestricted funds, because Making It to the Finish Line is ran by volunteers only. No paid staff, including myself. Everybody is a volunteer. So all the proceeds that are raised go right back into the organization for our different programs and services. For this event, tickets are $5 with membership, $7 without a Showplace membership. The proceeds benefit Making It to the Finish Line, youth programs and services. Big Wheel Smokehouse will be in the kitchen. And get this, if you're celebrating a birthday at that time, you can get a complimentary cake and champagne.
Now, where can you go and get a complimentary cake and champagne? I don't know. The only place you can go is to the Super Soul Saturday, first Saturday down at the Showplace, 2140 Holbrook in Hamtramck. That's the only way I know to give you a free complimentary cake, not a glass of champagne,
a bottle
of champagne for you to share with your guests. You can't get no better than that.
And for more information, call 313-877-8330.
Get that number one more time, Ma.
313-877-8330. And if anybody's out there listening, you know, you may want to make a donation. We take donations all the time. Just go to our website, www.mittfl.org, and there is a Donate Now button. But just keep in mind that we run by volunteers only, including myself.
For the last, how long?
16 years. This is our 16th year.
Wow. That's a long time.
And it's a blessing.
A blessing. And we out here, we working with our youth, because our main mission in the beginning was to prevent teen pregnancy. And so when you do that, you have to put something in place for our young people, something that they can look forward to. And that's what making it to the finish line is all about, working with our youth, because so many people have forgot about our youth. It's not about the youth anymore. You know that when you're looking at the public school system, about the school systems, period. It's not about our youth. But with us, it's about our youth because we care about our youth. And you have to start thinking about that, because if you don't put good into them, then bad is going to be replaced. And we don't want bad. We want good. We want greatness for our youth. We want to be able to look at our youth and tell them that you made it. Like the names that we gave you today, those babies made it. But they not finished yet making it to the finish line. They on to the chapter, the next chapter. So it's up to us. When they say it take a village to raise them, it really does. And they have to know that we are there for them. So think about that. So many people have thrown them away. If it's not about the money, they don't want to be involved with our youth. It's not about the money here making it to the finish line, that you can see. We hear about trying to get these young people to be productive in society, giving them some tools that they'll be able to use and to be proud that these are your babies, because they all are babies. We just don't say, that's my, no, they're all of ours. And we have to take that back and let our youth know that they are important and that they mean something. It's passionate to my heart when I see young people. We got to let them know that they're important. And that's all I'm going to say. I can go on and on and on about our youth, but next Wednesday, we'll see you again next Wednesday live, because this is the Making It to the Finish Line
radio show. Listeners, we only have a few minutes left. If you want to call in and say something about Mother's Day, 646-378-0378.
One more time.
646-378-0378.
Okay. You got a chance to tell your mom how much you love her, what you feel about her, how she's been that number one cheerleader. I know there's somebody out there who have that special mom. It's okay that it's Wednesday. Mother's Day should be every day in your heart. You don't need to wait till Sunday to tell your mom how you feel. You got 3 minutes to call in to 646-378-0378. Because, Mom, you are special.
Well, thank you, Cassandra. I feel special. And Mother's Day is every day to me.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And that's how we should think about it. So, Andrea, if you're still listening, happy Mother's Day to you. Thank you so much for calling in today. And don't just cross off Sunday, because you don't know what Sunday is going to bring. Your kids might come home and surprise you after they get finished moving. So that's okay. We're going to take the high road with this. But I want you to have a special and happy Mother's Day.
Cassandra, do you have anything you would like to say before we close out?
I just want people to just have in their minds that always give someone a smile. When you walk past somebody, give them a smile, even if they don't smile back, because you never know what someone is going through. So just give them a smile, because a smile costs you nothing.
Are you sure smiles don't cost you anything?
Smiles are free.
Wow. So maybe that's how the young lady feel on Dancing with the Stars.
They what? They're not free?
Maybe that's why she don't smile.
Well, I don't know, maybe not, but I know most of the time smiles are free. So if you see somebody, give them a smile. They don't smile back, it's okay.
Well, we're coming to the close of our program. We want to thank our listeners for tuning in today, and to all the moms, we wish you a very, very happy
Mother's Day.
Tune in next Wednesdays from 7 to 8. And hopefully Miss Dawn will be feeling better, and she'll be able to join us next Wednesday, Making It to the Finish Line radio show. Thank you so much, viewers, for listening.
And we're out.